Today, Kwaiti Nam is November 13th, Sun 2 by our Vedic calendar. Now we're going to hear from Christine Nerpio. Like Cherie, she's a mother who has found herself in prison in an unhappy condition, but she has pulled herself together. We're going to hear what she has to say.
Christine, why are you an inmate here at KCCC?
I'm in jail for crystal meth ice promoting. My husband and I were using it and selling it.
Why did you use drugs?
For me, it was to get away from the reality of the problems we had in our marriage. I come from an abusive relationship. So when we were high, I was everything to him. No abuse. He treated me very nice. When he came down, that's when the abuse would kick in.
What did the drugs do to you?
Your mind. Oh, what it does to you. Like, if you don't sleep, you go in a daze, like, where you start thinking things that aren't really there.
What's your advice to kids taking methamphetamine, ice?
If they're using it, all that they're getting from it is you get this feeling of you can conquer the world. You're tall, you're strong, you can stay up all night, you can party, you can keep on going, you can keep on going. But once the high wears off and then you don't have any more of the ice, then where do you go from there? So either you're not going to have the money or you're going. And if you need more of the money, that's when the violence comes in. That's when you start doing whatever you can to forget them. So that area right there is what leads to you beating up your wife or your spouse, stealing, the crime big time. That's where when you're not gonna you come off and you need to forget them. That's your addiction right there. So you can do whatever to support your addiction. Sell it.
How often did you use it?
It was more of a weekend drug for my husband and I than it was throughout the week. It would sell more, and then on the weekend we would use it.
What's the effect of ice?
Have you ever heard of it like being a sex kind of drug? It's a major. It's like the minute you take it, it sets you into a state of mind like, bam, you want sex. That's what it did for me and my husband. It's like it gets you out of reality and gets you into this fantasy world. That's one of the problems that a lot of us here have is we all want love. We all want to be something to somebody. And then that's what can lead you to that drug. Because when you're on that drug, or for example, even smoking Paco Lolo or Coke, you feel differently about yourself. Your insecurities, or maybe you don't feel as weak. But then when you come off, oh my goodness, that's the one.
How can you tell if your children are on drugs?
We can tell you signs. The first one would be they pull away from you. They don't like sit down, talk story with you. They don't want to eat dinner. Not eating, that's a good one. Money. They start asking you for money. And you got to really be on top of your children when it comes to money. Whereas, mom, we're going to go movies or we're going to go out. I mean, for all you know, you're giving them $20. They're going to be hanging out someplace that they don't really need money, but they're going to use that money for buy drugs. They'll come home and all they're going to do is sleep. The no-care attitude, and then they're going to be up nighttime for go out.
Cherise, how did the drugs affect you?
Besides having sex, it used to give me that extra energy to do something, get a job done. Normally, without the drugs, I would be real lazy and, oh, forget it, procrastinate. But this drug, it would just make me get my things done, be able to tend to my children as well as, you know, get the clothes done, the house organized. And
Christine, how did you use methamphetamine?
You'll put some in a pipe and you'll smoke a couple hits, and then you put the pipe down, and then you go about your business, do your thing. Then when you start feeling tired again, or then you take again, then it's like...
Cherise, do you think ice methamphetamine is manufactured here in Kauai?
But hey, people are making it, man. I mean, don't let that pass you. Don't say they don't make it on Kauai, because I wouldn't be surprised that it's already being made on Kauai.
Who do you think takes drugs on Kauai?
You'd be surprised what kind of people take drugs. Parents too. And a lot of them, when my husband and I started to get into it, a lot of his friends did it so they could work 3 jobs. When the plantation went down, that they lost a lot of jobs and they needed to kick in because a lot of them bought homes. You know, they depended on that income. And when that was cut off, man, they had to do what they had to do. And so then they started to take that drug to keep them up to work graveyard shift jobs.
How can kids resist peer pressure?
It's hard when you're in in peer pressure, because you can stay strong only for so long. And then eventually, you know, you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to just try. I'm just going to see what going to do. That's all I'm going to do is try, and that's all it takes. It's just that one time.
What should kids do instead of drugs?
See, but nowadays in this time, in this era, it's like we don't appreciate beach. We don't appreciate the mountains. Simple kinds of stuff, we don't appreciate that.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Charisse. You've been very, very kind. Share your heart and mind with those listening to our talks on cyberspace worldwide. I know it's going to reach somebody out there, and all the good fortune will come back to you if you help somebody remain on the right track.